I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Hiroshima. U.S. President Joe Biden says the two nations are working together on global challenges like ensuring a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Bottom line, Mr. Prime Minister, is that when our countries stand together, we stand stronger. And I believe the whole world is safer when we do.
The summit setting of Hiroshima, where the U.S. dropped the first nuclear bomb in 1945 during World War II, takes on new resonance as the U.S., Japan, and their allies strategize on dealing with Russia's war in Ukraine. The threat of shelling in Ukraine by Russia is an all-too-familiar theme for residents, but as Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, it's something the country's doctors have to work through.
Their job is to perform emergency first aid, so patients survive the journey to hospitals further away. A task likely to become still more vital when Ukraine launches its long-awaited counteroffensive. A doctor with 15 years of experience as an army medic, Ihor says artillery accounts for about 90% of injuries he has dealt with since Russia invaded last February.
We've come down here three times this week already. There was a rocket strike. Three rockets hit nearby. There were air strikes, artillery strikes, last Thursday or Friday.
There have been near misses. In March, a Russian rocket landed 10 meters from the entrance, showering glass and chunks of brick onto the operating tables.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Embassies in Beijing have been asked by the Chinese government to avoid displaying what it calls propaganda in an apparent reference to shows of support for Ukraine. Chinese leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral in Moscow's 15-month invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Chinese envoys have met with Ukraine's leader to discuss ending the war with Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
According to China, the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came about amid discussions between envoy Li Hui and Ukraine's foreign minister. The envoy's visit followed an earlier phone call between Zelensky and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ukrainian officials say that over 2 days, Li and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba discussed ways to stop Russian aggression. Xi's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator in the 15-month-long conflict, but has supported Moscow politically and economically. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court has sided with three internet giants in lawsuits looking to hold them liable for terror attacks. AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A dozen poor countries are facing economic instability and even collapse under the weight of hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign loans, much of them from the world's biggest and most unforgiving government lender, China. An Associated Press analysis of a dozen countries most indebted to China include Pakistan, Kenya, Zambia, Laos, and Mongolia. And found paying back that debt is consuming an ever greater amount of the tax revenue needed to keep schools open, provide electricity, and pay for food and fuel. And it's draining foreign currency reserves these countries used to pay interest on those loans, leaving some with just months before the money is gone altogether. Pakistani police continued a siege on the home of former Premier Imran Khan. This is even after a 24-hour deadline expired. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.